Okay. Is the mic on? Yeah, it is on. So, good morning and welcome to the early session or the first session these days. Thanks for waking up this early and finding the way to Hall 8 to my session, which will be about Office 365 Pro Plus deployment. I will deliver three sessions at TechReady, all focused on Office 365 Pro Plus deployment. Office 365 Pro Plus. This one is focused on deployment. At 12, there's a session about Office 365 Pro Plus updates management, how to control updates, how to manage updates. And tomorrow, we will have a session where we go really deep into the underlying technology, how the install really works, how you can troubleshoot if something is not working as expected, how the isolation is working, isolating Office from other products. So these three sessions are covering the IT Pro part of Office 365 Pro Plus. My name is Martin Notnagel. I'm working for Microsoft Consulting Services in Germany, working with customers deploying Office 365 Pro Plus and also MSI-based Office installations. So I've got a deep insight what is going on in the field and that the cloud-only approach is not always the best fitting for the customer's environment. And so in the next hour, I will show you what are your options to deploy Office 365 Pro Plus, how to deploy it directly from the cloud, but still manage and control how to deploy it from an on-prem location or how to run a kind of a mixed mode. I changed the title on this slide to Deployment Craziness because I've got only about three slides, and then we go into the demo environment, and we will not leave the demo environment till the end. So I really will cover nearly every way you can use to deploy Office 365 Pro Plus to your users onto the client machines, or at least providing them a running Office 365 Pro Plus. So this is what the agenda looks like. Show pretty much every way to install Office 365 Pro Plus. We will start with the fundamental tool when you want to take control of the Office 365 Pro Plus deployment. Of course, you can deploy Office 365 Pro Plus from the portal. Every user can log into the portal, download in Bootstrapper, kick it off, and then install Office 365 Pro Plus for himself. This is feasible for a bring-your-own-device scenario or for personal-owned machines. But in an enterprise scenario, you want to have more control. And we will cover these options during the next hour. I will show you the Office Deployment Toolkit. Then we go through how to integrate Office 365 Pro Plus into your Windows image. If you have a customized image you're using to deploy client machines, I will also talk about why maybe you do not want to integrate Office into your WIM image anymore, but keep it separate. I will show the integration in MDT. Then we go to Intune, how to deploy it using Intune. Then I will switch over to an RDS scenario, so a remote desktop services scenario where we provide Office 365 Pro Plus to our customers or users without installing it on a client box. And then we will cover the MV and SCCM part. So what we are skipping is, as I said before, the whole Office updates topic. This will be shown in a session today here in the same room starting at 12. Who is familiar with the ODT and the Office Deployment Tool? Okay, about a third. So I will go into some detail about the ODT. Some basic concepts. The installation is always performed by the Office Deployment Toolkit, which is basically it's a bootstrapper. So it is a setup.exe file with 900K in size. It's a free download, and you can utilize this tool to download the source files into your environment, so you can host the installation files in your backend, on your distribution points, on web-based locations in your network, wherever you want to. And you also use the Office Deployment Toolkit to install Office on a client machine or in a remote desktop service scenario, remote app scenario, to install it on a server. One fundamental change from MSI to Click to Run, of course, the whole technology changed, but also with MSI installations, the source files and the Office setup engine were coupled. It was one big block you downloaded from the, for example, volume license servicing center, extracted it, and they had a set of files which were the source files and the setup files in one package, and you had to move around this package together. It was one large blob you have to bring down to the clients and kick off the installation. With Click to Run, we separated the source files and the setup engine. So you can bring the setup engine down to the client, kicking off the installation, and the source files are residing somewhere else. And there's a configuration XML file you must use to connect the setup.exe and the source files. And the source files can be shared through the a network share and UNC path. They can be hosted on your own web-based services, so HTTP, HTTPS access. You can direct the setup.exe to the Office Content Delivery Network, Office CDN, or the Microsoft Cloud. But you can also push down all the source files onto the client and just point the setup.exe to a local folder on the client, and then the whole installation will happen on a hard disk on the client machine. So there's more flexibility because the setup engine and the source files are no longer coupled with each other. It's separated now, and you can host or host the source files at a location which is best fitting for your environment. Or maybe your mix. You're hosting files on a network share, maybe a DFS share, and in certain scenarios, you're getting the source files from the Office Cloud. Both scenarios can be achieved with the Office Deployment Toolkit. One more word to basic concepts. From a software distribution standpoint, so from a standpoint from SCCM, Intune, Microsoft Deployment Toolkit, whatever, the Office installation is just kicking the setup.exe with a command line switch and waiting it to finish. So there has nothing changed in comparison to an MSI install. Also an MSI install from SCCM standpoint was like, I'm pushing down the bits and bytes onto the machine, I execute a command line, and I wait for error level of 0 or 1030 to come back, and then everything is fine. So this kind of integration is still there. It's still a setup.exe. It's still executing a command line from a software distribution standpoint and waiting for it to succeed and finish. So these were all slides I have. Let's switch to the demo machine. As I said, the Office Deployment Toolkit, or tool for Click to Run, is a free download. You can just download it from your from the Microsoft website. Then you have to extract it, and when the file is on disk, you have this setup.exe file, and you have a sample configuration XML, which is called config.xml, but you can make copies of it and employ different config XML files for different purposes. On TechNet, we have a documentation of the Click to Run configuration file format. So you can look up all the different elements you can specify in the XML file to take control of the installation. I will go into one of these configuration files now and show how it looks like. This is an XML file you have or you can use for downloading the source file. So the first step when you want to deploy Office 365 Pro Plus in your environment and you do not want to install it from a cloud, you have to download the source files. And for this purpose, you use the Office Deployment Toolkit. It has different command line switches, and together with this XML file, it will download the source files to this local folder. So it's just a plain local folder, copying files to it. It will download the 32-bit version. I also specified a version I want to download. If you do not have this version element in the XML file, it will always pull down the latest version that we are offering on Office CDN, but you can also specify if you want to have a specific older build, or maybe you want to download 3 or 4 build to testing, update scenarios, update downgrade scenarios. So you can download also older versions by specifying the version attribute. Then you have to select the product ID, which is Office 365 Pro Plus Retail, and of course, a language you want to download. And then it goes like this, WAC download, and then downloads latest, and now it starts to download the September build from the Office Content Delivery Network onto my C drive, subfolder Office, and in a few minutes, all the source files will be hosted there. And then you can copy them to other servers in your data center or in your backend if you would like to. Regarding the version, we have a support article which gets updated each month, which lists all the versions of Office 365 Pro Plus we released on Patch Tuesday. So we release a new build of Office 365 each Patch Tuesday, which is the second Tuesday in a month. And you can look up the exact build number for a certain release. So if you want to test the July build, you have to specify the corresponding version number. So you can create your own repository of a few Office versions to start playing around. When the download is running, it downloads the files to a folder which has the version number on it, the build number on it. And inside the folder, you can see several files. I will point out two files. One is the StreamXNone. These are the core files of Office, so there's no language integrated. It's an 800 meg download, and then for each language you specify, it will download the stream file also with the language identifier at the end. So these are the source files. So this is always the first step. When you want to deploy it from an on-prem location, use the ODT with the download command and just download the bits and bytes, the newest build or a specific build, into your environment. And then you can start to integrate these files into a deployment. So we will start with the pre-installation in the Windows image using the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit. I set up an MDT server running on my box, and I will now start a client machine connecting to this server, going through a Pixie boot, and then we will build and capture a WIM file. I will kick off the build and capture task sequence, and then we go into MDT and see how I integrated it into the MDT for an image integration. Who is familiar with MDT, has deployed clients with it? Okay, about they have. Okay, then you should recognize certain screens. So there's the build and capture task sequence, which basically installs a Windows 8 image onto the machine, installs Office, goes through all the sysprep steps, reboots into the WinPE environment, and then captures the WIM file. So often customers are creating a custom WIM file to have a small image to create or to deploy their client machines with a certain set of applications integrated. Yep, and I want to capture this one. And there we go. So I will switch to the MDT server and show you the build and capture task sequence. So this is an out-of-the-box task sequence provided by MDT. So there are templates in it, and it's just the standard client deployment task sequence. I added two tasks. One is to install Office 365 Pro Plus, which I integrated MDT as an application. I will show in a minute how I integrated it. And I also added a step into the task sequence, which is called Prepare Office 365 Pro Plus. You have to prepare Office for the imaging process. Like you sysprep the Windows, you have to rearm the Office. So the license gets removed, the grace timer gets reset to zero, and the licensing service is aware that the installed Office will now get captured into a WIM file. And next time it boots up, it's basically on a new machine. This is what the prepare O365PP step is doing. This is the Office 365 Pro Plus application, which is used by the task sequence. And as I said, from a software distribution standpoint, it's an easy one. It's kicking in setup.exe. Now with a configure command, so we configure Office. We can add or remove Office with the configure command, and also an XML file specifying what to do. So this is all I have to integrate into the MDT itself, because the whole installation and configuration is then done by the setup.exe. Let's take a look what the install.xml file is looking like. Looks like it's in configuration XML. It adds a product from a network share. So in step one, I downloaded the bits and bytes into my environment. I copied it to a network share where the whole Office build is hosted. And with this XML file, I'm pointing the setup.exe to this location to get the latest version of Office from this location, because I did not specify a version attribute, so the setup.exe will always grab the latest version, which is hosted on this network share. It's a 32-bit install, it's Office 365 Pro Plus, and it's installing in English. As you can see, I'm pointing the deployment process to a network share called Office Updates, because we changed the way we update Office. There are no individual patches anymore. We will go more into detail at 12, but there are no individual patches. An update is always downloading a new build of Office and making it accessible to the clients. And then the clients can get the changed bits and bytes out of the whole Salesforce pack. So when I have to share the whole source files with all my clients to get them updated, I can point my deployment mechanisms to the same location. So I do not have to provide the source of the source files at one location for update and within my MDT or SCCM environment for deployment. That would be having the same bits at two different places. So that's why during the deployment, I'm just pointing it to the Office update location, which is hosted in my own environment, so it can download the latest build from there and install it. So this reduces the need to update my whole task sequence and my applications when newer builds of Office gets released. Because when I do a build and capture task sequence, it will always get the current version of Office from this network share. And also, I do not have to integrate 1 gig into my MDT deployment environment or in my SCCM environment. And let's have a look to the OSPP rearm. The OSPP rearm did not change from Office 2010. It's the same like in Office 2010, in 2013. Office 365 Pro Plus. It's the Office Software Protection Platform rearm.exe, really handsome name. You have to kick off before sysprepping an image, so Office is aware it's get imaged and then redistributed to new clients. And it's just calling this exe without command line switches, and then it rearms Office, and then you sysprep Windows, and you shut down the whole system and grab the capture it into a web WIM file. So let's see what's going on in the background. Black screen is not good. Ah. Okay, as you can see, MDT deployed a client installs Office now, then it will rearm Office, then it will sysprep Windows, boot into WinPE, and then capture the whole client into a WIM file. And then I have a customized WIM file with Office 365 in it, and then I can redeploy it to client machines. I will revert the machine because I created already a WIM file with an Office 365 Pro Plus in it. And I will kick off this to help me in the background to set up a new client machine install with an already integrated Office 365 Pro Plus. So most customers have or integrated older versions of Office, Office 2010, 2007, Office 2013 also, into the Windows image because an MSI-based install of Office takes about, on modern hardware, 15 to 20 minutes. And if you integrate SP1 into or with Office 2010, SP2 or whatever, into the process, it adds about 10 minutes to the install. So installing an MSI Office takes about 20 to 30 minutes, at least on modern client hardware. So this is why Office is often integrated into a customized Windows image, which then gets deployed onto client machines. Quickly kick this off. Do not capture, go ahead. With Office 365 Pro Plus and the Click to Run technology, the deployment time for the initial installation on modern client hardware goes down to about 5 to 6 minutes. So it can be an option based on your environment, based on your processes, to not include Office 365 Pro Plus into the image anymore. Because after 4 weeks after integration, the integrated Office is already old. And so you have to deploy a client machine, and then you have to run the update. So the Office 365 Pro Plus gets updated. But it costs only 5 minutes, or let's say 6 minutes, during deploying the machine to install the latest version. We have no update process because you can always directly install the latest version of Office, the whole source files. There is no RTM installation, SP1 MSPs going on, and then the monthly updates going on. It's always that we have full build of Office, and it always takes about 5 to 6 minutes on modern hardware to install the whole build. So maybe you should consider to not integrate it into your image anymore, because the time saving is much smaller than it was with an MSI-based installation. So we will let the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit work in the background, deploying a new client machine. We will switch now to the to Windows Intune. So with MDT, I'm doing an on-prem deployment, on-prem built-in capture process, and as you have seen, my source files are also hosted on-prem. So they were located on a network share somewhere in my backend, maybe a DFS share, whatever. With Windows Intune, Windows Intune is a software distribution and client management solution which lives in the cloud and works in the cloud. So I will show you now how to take control of the deployment, which version we deploy, how we deploy, and still leverage all the power of the cloud without having any need to host files in your own environment. So I connected to a different server, it's a virtual machine, and I already opened the Windows Intune management portal, and of course my session timed out, it always does. And now I would like to integrate the Office 365 Pro Plus install into my Intune software deployment, so I can deploy Office to clients, for example, bring your own device to clients managed by Intune, or clients which are used by traveling users who are more and often and better connected to the internet than connected to my own environment, and so I decided to manage them via Intune and not via my CCM solution or third-party client management solution. So I have no software in my Intune account at the moment, so I will add the software, which kicks off the Windows Intune software publisher assistant, which guides me through the whole installation. It's a software installer. It's in kind of a Windows installer, so it's a setup.exe. Specify the path to the software setup files. I already prepped them on the machine. There's a setup.exe file. And as I said, you always need a config.xml or whatever .xml to specify or more or less instruct the setup.exe what to do. So in a folder, there's also an XML file, so I have set this checkbox, include additional files and folders from the same folder, so that Intune also uploads the XML file to the Intune cloud. Publisher is Microsoft, the name is Office 365 Pro Plus. Description, awesome Office from the cloud. It runs on at least Windows 7. We need a detection rule so Intune can determine if Office is already installed on a machine. And I will check if a certain file exists. And I'm pointing it to the Office click-to-run client.exe, which is a command line management tool for your click-to-run installation. And if this file exists, I assume that Office 365 Pro Plus is also installed. So we have to specify command line switches. It's a setup.exe, wack configure, install.xml. Let's have a look into this. Okay, let me just open a new. Oh, it's not install, it's config. So I go with the default values on return code, and then I hit upload, and the config XML and the setup.exe gets uploaded to the cloud. And let's have a look into the config XML I just uploaded. It's also adding Office 365 Pro Plus 32-bit, but there are three differences to the MDT deployment. The first one is I'm not specifying a source path. So if I'm not specifying a source path, setup.exe always checks if the Office source files are present in the local folder the setup.exe is running from. And if the source files are not in the same folder, it will always fail over to the cloud. So it will always then try to download the bits and bytes from the cloud. So when I'm using Intune deployment, I'm assuming that my clients are already connected to the internet because Intune is an internet-based management system. So I do not have to re-upload the whole source files into the Intune distribution points. I can just point it to the Office Content Delivery Network, which is a huge distribution point being available in the internet for free, so I can use it. That's why I'm not specifying a source path here. This is different compared to deploying Office 365 from an on-prem location. I'm also specifying a version. When I'm pointing it to the cloud and I'm not specifying a version, it always grabs the latest files from, or the latest build of Office from the Office Content Delivery Network and will install it on a machine. But I want to have control about my client machines and which version of Office we are deploying to, so that's why I'm specifying the version here. And this is a September build. The current version is the October build. So I'm on purpose installing this September build. And I'm also utilizing a new XML element here, which is exclude app. I do not want to deploy XS. This is a feature we added in June, I think, so about a year ago. You only had the option to install Office 365 Pro Plus with all application or do not install the whole Office suite. Now you have more control about which application you want to install. You have a question?
When you install without access, then you will an existing line without access also
The question is if I can add access later. Yes, you can. You can rerun the setup with a new XML file, not having this exclude app parameter, and then it will reinstall Office, but it only will install the change bits and bytes, which is installing access. So you can change it later. So this gives me a lot of control about how I deploy Office and still leveraging the cloud to have a global distributed kind of distribution point to host the source files. for clients connected to the internet and managed by Intune. Okay, the upload succeeded. Now you can see there's my Office 365 Pro Plus piece of software. Let's manage the deployment. I will deploy it to all my computers. And it's a required install. And now all client computers which are managed by Intune will get the Office 365 Pro Plus build. Let's have a look into the computers. I set up a client machine connected to Intune, the Windows 8 Enterprise Intune machine, and now I will trigger the inventory and just for the sake of it, also the policy refresh. So I'm kind of pushing down the software now. So I'm triggering the client to make a discovery what software must be installed, and then it will start the installation. Let's switch to the Intune machine. And I will open the Windows Intune Center. Check for updates. Review and install. Oh, there's no Zoomit on the machine. Let's do it this way. So the client machine received the package I uploaded to Intune just a few minutes ago. And I only uploaded a setup.exe and the XML file, and the source files will be delivered to the machine from the Office Content Delivery Network. So when I hit install, it will kick off the installation. We can see the let's turn the magnifier again. So you can see three processes of click to run, kicking off the installation. It now downloads the bits and bytes directly from the internet, will install it on the client in the with the specified version, so the September build, and it will not install Access. When we exclude the app, it's not only hiding some shortcuts, it's really not installing the whole bits and bytes of Microsoft Access. So they will not get deployed to the machine, and so the user is not able to create databases on its own. So we will come back to this machine later and see how the process ended. Let's see what my MDT deployment is doing. And the client deployment succeeded. And when we check the office installation, there it is. So I'm using the OSPP VBS script, which is installed by Office out of the box, which can give me a more insight into the whole licensing mechanisms of Office. And this machine was just deployed, and it says no installed product keys detected, which means no Office product has ever run on the system. The Office Software Protection Platform is still kind of sleeping and waiting for the user to launch Office for the first time. So I will kick off Word now to trigger the whole licensing stuff to happen. The demo machine is not connected to the internet. That's why it cannot sign in and activate Office. And if I rerun the OSPP VBS script now, you can now see that it has a remaining grace of 5 days, which just started the counter to allow the user to use Office for 5 days. And within this 5 days, Office 365 Pro Plus must get activated, or the user will not be able to use the whole functionality of Office. After 5 days, it goes into a reduced functionality mode. Then it's basically a kind of a reader software. So, but if you integrate Office 365 in an image and you do not in rearm, and then deploy the image 2 weeks later, Office will come up, check date and time, and see that it got not activated for, let's say, 10 days, and it will immediately start to nag the user to activate Office. And just to reduce help desk calls and stuff, you always have to rearm Office, so Office is aware that you're capturing an image and installing it on different client machines. So Intune is still installing. Let's have a look. The click-to-run technology enables us to, or enables the user to quicker use Office. Office is still installing in the background, but all the shortcuts and file associations are already created, and the user can already launch an Office application, because we are installing in the background, and if the user is launching Office and something is missing, we're just streaming it into this session just in time. Once it's all locally cached and installed, the application are fully functional. But it can be used by the user now, and you can see there's no access. So with the Intune deployment, we took full control of the deployment, to which machine I deploy Office, in which version, with my chosen feature set, so no access. And we still leverage the Office Content Delivery Network to move the files to the client. So I will try to launch PowerPoint. Installation is still running in the background, as I said, but we are already able to use PowerPoint or any other Office application. There it is. On the right-hand side, you can see the version which got installed, and it's 4.6.4.9, which is the September build. The current build is 4.6.5.9, which is the October build. So as I said, you have full control which iteration of Office you want to deploy to your clients. So for example, if you are not finished testing the latest version of Office with all your line of business applications, you can take full control and still deploy the latest version you have tested and signed off to be used in production. And once you're finished testing the October build, you can change in the XML file, and then it will deploy the October build, even if we released a November build or December build in the meantime. Say this again, please.
You can prevent bootlegs automatically. You can only deploy the test versions.
Yeah. We can also take full control of the update mechanism. So, good question. If we can control automatic updates, so it would be make no sense to install September and next day it will update to October automatically. We can take full control of automatic updates. This is something we will cover at 12, how to limit the version Office is updating to, or how to disable automatic updates and taking full control of when what gets updated to which version. That's possible, yeah. So I will close the Intune machine. Let's switch to the slide deck for a moment. So what we have covered up until now is I deployed or I pre-installed Office into a Windows image using the MDT, using source files hosted on my in my own environment. I then used Windows Intune to have a more internet-based installation with taking full control, but not hosting the source files by myself, but using the Microsoft Office Cloud. Now I will go to remote app and shared computer activation and then switch to SCCM later on. So, up until last month, it was not supported to run Office 365 Pro Plus on a remote desktop service or terminal server, which is kind of the old name, and remote desktop service is a new name. It was not supported to run it on an RDS server because it was not possible to activate Office 365 Pro Plus on an RDS server in compliance with the subscription-based license. But with the September build, we released a new feature set, which is called shared computer activation. So you can install Office 365 Pro Plus onto a client and set the shared computer activation or activate the shared computer activation. So the Office installation itself will not get activated when the user signs in. When a user signs in, only the session gets activated. So when somebody is connecting to an RDS server or launching a remote app and he has an Office license assigned and he starts an Office application, this application gets activated and he or she can use it like a normal Office application. But if a user logs onto an RDS server or service without an assigned Office license, he or she can start an Office application, but the application will not get activated and fall back into the reduced functionality mode, so being a reader. With this kind of activation, we can deploy Office 365 Pro Plus also on RDS servers into pooled VDIs, so when people are switching around virtual machines, or on shared computers. So for example, in a hospital, when there are only a few computers at central locations and all the doctors and nurses is logging in, logging out throughout the different computers. These are scenarios which can be covered by the shared computer activation. So Office gets activated for the time frame somebody is logged into the system and using Office. And if this person logs out, the Office deactivates itself. We implemented it because you have only 5 activations in your Office 365 licensing service. So if you want to log into the 6th computer, you have to remove one of the first computers to activate the Office installation. A shared computer-based installation does not count against this 5 installations. So with shared computer activation, people can just walk around and log in and log out into computers, and it will always activate Office. And when they log out and leave their station, the activation gets deactivated, and it does not block a license, one of the 5 licenses the people have. So I connected to my RDS server. I installed Office 365 Pro Plus on it with a specially crafted XML file. It's the stuff we have seen several times now. I specified from which location it gets installed. I specified the bitness, the version, and here you can see I excluded nearly all apps. I only installed Access on my remote desktop service because I want to provide Access to only a certain set of users. That's why I'm installing it on an RDS server and publishing as a remote app to my users. And for leveraging this shared computer activation, I have to set this property, which is named shared computer licensing, with a value of 1. And then the Office installation will install but not activate itself, but waits for a user logging in, then checking if a user has a license. If a license is assigned, it will activate the user session. When a user logs in without an assigned license, Office will not activate for this user session. So this property must be used in pooled VDI, RDS, or shared computer, or shared desk scenarios.
Are there any downsides?
Not really, no. The question was, are there any downsides to deploy it with the shared computer licensing set to 1 to all your computers? From a technical standpoint, there's no downside. That's right. So question was, if I'm logging into an RDS server or pooled VDI or whatever, and there's no internet connection, so Office cannot verify the license, then it will not activate Office, and the user only can use the software as a reader. So it will go then into the reduced functionality mode. So your RDS server farm must be able to access the internet or at least the Office licensing service to check for the assigned user licenses. Yeah, so question was, in a regular activation or regular installation without shared computer activation, the activation is done by a system account, which is often a problem because the system account is not allowed to access the internet. This is an issue we addressed in one of the last updates. I think August, we switched to user mode. So it tries to go into the internet with the system account. If this fails, it goes into user mode and then retries with the user credentials to access the internet. So if the user is allowed to access the internet, Office can activate. Question was if the user can only activate 5 times. Yet the user can activate 5 different machines. So if a user is using one desktop, one notebook, and maybe a personal owned machine, you have 3 activations blocked. And if you're employing an terminal server service or have an RES farm running and you installed it with the shared computer activation, you're still blocking only 3 activations out of 5. So I will. I logged into a client machine running in Berlin, as you can see on a background, and I published the Microsoft Access software as a remote app, and I will now log into my RES service with the admin account. The admin account has an Office license assigned. And I start the remote app. Then it will boot up Access, and I'm able to create a new database, for example. So for the end user, it feels like a locally installed application, which is pretty much in the sense of remote providing remote apps. And when I sign out of the remote app portal and I sign in as the with a different account, and this account has no Office license assigned, I'm connecting to the same RDS service in the background, but it could not activate. So in the headline it says access unlicensed product, and as you can see it immediately switches over to the reduced functionality mode, giving me the opportunity to open a database. But I cannot create a database, I cannot alter it. So it's basically a reader now, pretty much like the Access runtime. So I'm not able to develop a database. And this is the same installation running on the remote desktop service server. Didn't get that fully. I only heard ADFS, and then it was. Yep, got it. So question is how the which credentials are used to verify the Office license, and if ADFS is used. ADFS can be used. So if you employed ADFS, the whole login and verification of the assigned Office license will happen transparent to the user. So it will happen in the backend, having the Office licensing service and the ADFS running on your environment talking to each other and handling out the user login and also if an Office license is assigned. If you're not employing ADFS, user will be prompted to enter the credentials to log into the portal. So it's basically the same like running Office 365 Pro Plus in non-RDS environments with or without ADFS. It's a different user experience. So for a remote desktop scenario, I would always recommend to also implement ADFS because it's transparent to the user, it's easy for the user, and it really reduces any help desk calls from users which are maybe confused by having to log in every time they connect to a remote desktop service. No, so question was if there is or will be a standard version of Office 365. Office 365 Pro Plus is for the Windows client, it's always the Pro Plus SKU included. There will be no standard queue. So on the volume license MSI side, you can choose between the standard SKU and the Professional Plus SKU. On the Office 365 Pro Plus side, there's always only Professional Edition, including all the apps, access, InfoPath, Publisher, and whatnot. I'm not aware of this, but I'm not a licensing guy, so.
It's a lot of money. It has no certification at the moment.
Sorry, I cannot comment on this because I'm not aware of this license and if it's and how it's different to the Enterprise Pro Plus license. Okay, let's check what we have covered until now. We have the Office deployment tool, Microsoft deployment toolkit was covered, Windows Intune. We have seen the shared computer activation in combination with remote app, so you're not installing Office 365 Pro Plus on the client machine, but you're providing the application to the machine, which was not possible until September, and with the latest update of Office, we integrated this functionality. Now we will switch to System Center and AppV. I will not cover how to implement the normal Office 365 Pro Plus into System Center, because from a System Center standpoint, it's just a bunch of files and a command line which must be pushed down to the client and executed. And as I said before, the setup.exe and the source files are decoupled, so you can pack the whole 1 and a bit gigabyte package in your package it in SCCM and push it on your clients, but you can also, like I've shown with Intune, only push the setup.exe down to the clients with SCCM and having then the XML file pointing to a different location, like the Office CDN or a network file share or a DFS share or a web share or whatever. But now I will show how to cover the every story. For AppV, I connected to the SCCM server. So for deploying Office 365 Pro Plus via an AppV package or deploying Office 2013 as an AppV package, you also have to use the ODT. We covered the download command to download the source files into your own environment. We covered the configure command to install Office. And for creating an AppV package, you have to utilize the packager command. With the packager command, in the first step, you download the Office 365 Pro Plus source files, and in the second step, with the packager command, you convert these source files into an AppV image package. And with the XML file, you can specify if you want to convert it into an Office 2013 package with an VL license, or if you want to convert it to a Office 365 Pro Plus FV package with a subscription license. So there, if you want to provide the Office through FV, there's no additional sequencing needed. So you do not have to employ a virtual machine, kicking off the sequencer, installing Office, configuring Office, and then creating the FV package on your own. This is something Microsoft is doing each month for you. You only have to download the files, employ the packager command to convert the ClickDrawn package into an FV package, and then you can integrate it into your SCCM. So I will show you how this looks like. Setup.exe, WAC packager, create FV, and I have to specify an output path where the FV package will be written to. So now it starts, as you can see, and converts the whole ClickDrawn package into an FV package. You can see a bit of the mumbo jumbo going on in the temp folder. There you can see it extracts the whole ClickDrawn package with all files in it, and then repackages it as an FV file. But as I said, no sequencing needed. The setup.exe tool is doing all the hard work for you. Let's have a quick look into the XML file I used. Nothing special about the XML file. I'm just specifying where the source files are located in C underscore staging. On the command line, I specify the output location, so it writes the new FV package to this location. I'm using the product ID Office 0365 Pro Plus Retail, so it will create an FV package for the subscription license. But we have documentation on TechNet, on a support site, how to deploy and manage Office 2013 on FV, and there you can look up which product ID you have to specify to create the different FV packages. So I set the Office 365 Pro Plus Retail, so I'm creating an FV package with a subscription licensing service in it. But if you want to use an Office 2013 volume license FV package, so you do not have an Office 365 license, you have good old volume license, a volume license agreement, you can use the source files and the LDT to create an Office 2013 volume license app-based FV package also by specifying a different product ID, by specifying Pro Plus Volume in this case. And this article goes through all steps you have to execute to create an FV package, and also how to implement it into SCCM. So the setup.exe is still working, but I created the FV files beforehand. So now I will go into my software library, create a new application, which is an FV5 application. So it's always an FV5 based package. So FV4 is not supported. And it's hosted on my trusty SCCM server. We will quickly look into how it, what it looked like when the setup.exe is done. It just creates three files, the actual FV package and two XML files with descriptive information. This is the output of the setup WAG packager command. So now we go with the default. And this way, we integrate the FV package into SCCM. So no sequencing is needed. You can do it with using the ODT, and but you have to redo it on a monthly base because we are releasing new updates or a new office build each month. So you have to re-download or download the monthly build, put it through the packager command, and then publish it at an update to the FV package. Let's look into the properties. As you can see here, the FV package got imported, and then also I can also select or deselect certain applications. So if I'm not employing OneDrive for Business, I can deselect OneDrive for Business, and then it's get not published to all the clients I'm publishing the FV package to. So also, when using an FV package, I have control about what I'm showing my users, which application I'm providing to my users. So back to the slides. I pretty much covered everything which is on the slide. So we have seen MDT, Intune, SCCM. We have seen how to create an FV package out of the click-to-run source files. I showed you the shared computer activation for RDS service or a remote app service. And as I said, the whole update topic, how to update it, how to manage the monthly changing builds, I will show at 12, also in this room. We have 2 minutes left, so if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to raise your hand or step up to the mic, or you can also get up to the front and ask me directly. You can grab me at the office booth later on. I will hanging around there the whole day. As I said, I'm doing the Pro Plus Managing Updates session today at 12 in the same room, and tomorrow the last slot starting at 2:15 or 2:45, we will go through the Office 365 Pro Plus deep dive. Also in this room, I will do an Office Garage series tomorrow at 11 in the morning, also about updating Office. So I would be happy to see you again there. Please remember to fill out your evals. Please give me feedback if it was a good session covering your expectations, what can be improved. Wow, there it is, the eval form. So yeah, thanks for joining me in my deployment craziness.